Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with me in the studio today, and it is a cold winter day here in the city of Detroit, but we are shining with the light of Christ, and we thank and praise God for each of you that's calling in and shining in during this hour. We praise God for another day of life, for health and strength today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're feeling brand new. I hope and pray that your morning is great and that you've risen with the Savior on your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul. Praise the Lamb of God, and that you're going forth to be used by him today as a disciple of Jesus. My goodness, what a wonderful day it is in Zion just to know that Jesus loves you, just to know that he cares, just to know that you belong to him. Praise the Lamb of God. That's just all you need to know in one day. Praise God. Hallelujah, that you're on his team. Yes, that you're part of the scheme. You're part of the dream of the end time plan of God, because you have received the outpouring of the precious Holy Ghost. and that with gifts and power. And I hope and pray today that you are lit up like a Christmas tree. Praise the Lamb of God for Jesus Christ. God bless each of you. God bless each of you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, man, so much is happening. So many, things that we could talk about in the negatives surrounding losses and things of that nature. There's a lot of bereavement right now. But brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Nothing can put out the light of Jesus Christ. Nothing can put out that light. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The darkness comprehends it not. Hallelujah. It is an exciting thing to watch God does all that he do in this season to fulfill his word. And I'm watching it unfold. I'm watching it at Truth Christian Assembly. I'm watching it with my children, my family. I'm watching it in my own personal life at what God is doing in us and with us. It is an awesome thing. It is an awesome thing. Praise the Lamb of God. And I just hope I just have one somebody that's excited about what God is doing. People of God, those of you on PSM, I got some good stuff for you coming up that I want you to get excited about. I want you to get your wheels turning on. Praise the Lamb of God. Starting the Monday night after Christmas. The Monday night. Everybody say Monday night. Monday night after Christmas. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to have a PSMI prophetic revival. Praise the Lamb of God. A PSMI prophetic revival right on Facebook. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to have a guest prophet or prophetess every night of the week coming into the new year. Praise the Lamb of God. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night, we're going to have guest prophets, prophetess on the page from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock prophesying the prophetic word to us that I have handpicked, hand-selected. A flyer is coming out about it real soon. Praise the Lamb of God. But you want to be a part of the page. Praise the Lamb. It's all going down on Facebook. It's going down on Facebook. Praise the Lamb of God. After we do this, then we're going to bring prophets on the show, praise the Lamb of God, as guest prophets on the show to prophesy over the airways, praise the Lamb of God, to us also, so that we will know the direction God is heading in, hallelujah, for the new year, and we're going to walk in that same direction. Now, somebody ought to get excited about that, praise the Lamb of God. Somebody ought to get excited that the prophet has orchestrated some prophetic utterances and things. Praise the Lamb of God, that's going to be both corporate and individual words, praise the Lamb of God, given out to you, and even you, praise the Lamb of God. Then all of us collectively together is going to reap the benefits, praise the Lamb of God, of these prophecies on our page, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Yes, a prophetic explosion, a prophetic revival right there on PSM. Praise the Lamb of God on Facebook, and it's going to take place, hallelujah, starting, I believe it's the 30th, praise the Lamb of God, yeah, Monday night, it's the 30th, it's going to happen on New Year's Eve night, where when you get in or go to church, if you don't go to church New Year's Eve night, there would be prophetic utterance on the page on New Year's Eve night, New Year's Eve day, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that night, prophetic word will be on the page. Fresh prophetic word, praise the Lamb of God. Then that Thursday night and that Friday night, you dare don't want to miss, praise the Lamb of God, coming on the page each night. And inviting a friend, praise the Lamb of God, or loved one on the page to receive, praise the Lamb of God, such powerful, powerful words from these men and women of God that's going to be. We're going to announce them real soon, who they are, praise the Lamb of God. I hate to put personalities on things because a lot of times, you know, it's my favorite person. Oh, I love to hear, oh, she this, he that, blah, 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 blah. I don't like to do that when it comes down to the Word of God. I like I want to hear the word of God, and that's what I want to hear. Praise the Lamb of God, and I don't care who's delivering the word of God. I want to hear the word of God. Praise the. Me too, Nicole. I'm excited about it. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be awesome. God is going to do it for us. Praise the. So you spread the word, shake the tree, praise the Lamb of God, that we got a prophetic revival coming up the week. Praise the Lamb of God. Not this week coming, not Christmas week, the next following week. Praise the Lamb of God, the week of New Year's. That entire week, prophetic words are going to go forth, and it's going to be powerful. Praise the Lamb of God. And we are going to reap the benefits, praise the Lamb, as, yes, Lord, as the people of God, the prophetic people of God, who are anxiously awaiting what God has to say to us about this new year coming in 2014. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. We're going to be here doing it, and we're going to give all that we have of that week, praise the Lamb of God, to the Lord, to his people, so that the people can be blessed. Of course, last night we was at the Truth Church. Praise the Lamb of God. Yefi, our power at the Truth Church. Boy, oh, boy. And the Lord unloaded some things to us about that word in Acts 1 and 8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Oh, when we get through praying, we're going to talk about that as soon as we go to the throne of grace and do some praying. My goodness, we're going to have to light that up for you so you can hear that. Then I want to take you into some deeper dimensions of teaching. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, it's the end of the year, and there's some things that we need to look at coming out of the year so we can end strong and begin even stronger by allowing the Word of God to lead us in the way that we should go. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to talk a little bit about some things over in the other half of the show. But right now we want to go to prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know who's going to pray today, but you can push 1 on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God, intercessor. If you're here with us today to lead us to the throne of grace, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, prophet needs you here today. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I tell you, that daughter of mine, that Sylvia, I'm going to give her, praise the Lamb of God, a badge, her and that Shatwan. Those daughters, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I've been praying heaven down here lately, and we thank and praise God for both of them. Hallelujah. Oh, it's just wonderful to have sons and daughters and people around you who don't mind lifting up their voice to the Lord to petition the throne of grace. Let me see if that's who. I don't want to mess up. Sylvia, is that you, daughter?
Yes, sir. It's me.
And I believe this is granddaughter Shatwan. That's you?
Yes, granddaddy.
How you all doing today?
We're fine. Wonderful. I'm fine.
You all are fine. Your spirits are lifted?
Yes, very lifted.
What y'all think about that revival I was talking about, the prophetic explosion?
Ooh, I'm excited.
I think we're going to be up very late in the night rejoicing every night.
Every night, baby. We got to have to put on our dancing shoes. Every night, I'm telling you, we're going to sit there, and this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. We going to drop the bomb of the prophetic on you every night. Just like that. Yeah.
Glory to God. Yes, glory.
We're going to drop the bomb on you so that you see the power of God. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's look to the throne now. Praise the Lamb of God. We have so much in the bereavement area. Of course, we're still praying for Pastor Gracie McCoy and the loss of her husband yesterday of the One Avenue Baptist Church, and First Lady Smith and the loss of my good friend, Pastor Bernard Smith, the pastor of the One Avenue Church in Detroit. And then also, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, Bishop Lewis Evans and the loss of his mother-in-law, Lady Evans. We're looking on your way today into the children that had lost their grandmother here right here at Christmas time, and so many others, I believe. We're praying for them, the sick, the shut-in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Health and strength over the saints. Health and strength over the saints in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. And then we're praying for the will, the word, and the way of God to come down on us heavy. Hallelujah. In these last 2 weeks of the year, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can finish strong and go into the year with brand new everything. Come on, children. Praise the Lamb. Whichever one of you are going to pray today, come on, take us to the throne now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you for today, Father. We humbly come before you, Father, honoring you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for all that you do, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, that while we were yet sinners, God, you were thinking of a plan to redeem us, God. So, Father, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for the shed blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, let us not tread his blood, Father, but let us be mindful, oh, God, of our lifestyle, oh, Father, and how we walk, oh, God. Oh, God, let us stir up the gifts that's in us, oh God. Let us be about your business, Father. We come, God, not just on our behalf, God, but Father, we come on behalf of the land, God, on behalf of your people, oh God. Oh Father, we come to lift up those that are bereaved, oh God, the McCoy family, God, the Smith family, and the Evans family, Father. We lift them up before you, oh Lord. Oh Father, comfort them during this hour, oh God. Oh Father, provide peace, oh God, that surpasses understanding, God. Oh God, just draw closer to them, God. Remind them, God, of your great love, God. Remind them, God, that you're still in control, oh God. Remind them, Father, that you sit high and look low, Father. Remind them, Father, that you make no mistakes, Father. So, Father, we thank you right now for peace to cover them during the season, God. Oh God, we come to lift up your leaders to you, oh God. Oh God, strengthen them, oh God, and send those to undergird them, oh God. Oh Father, remind them of the word, God, that they have hidden in their hearts, oh God. Oh God, remind them, Lord, that you are the one who called them, oh God. Oh Father, we cancel every assignment of the enemy, oh God, every plot and scheme that he has against your people, oh God, against your leaders that you have called, oh God. Oh God, we cancel them, oh Lord, and Father, we send them back to the pits, oh God, for eternity, God. And Father, we superimpose more of you, oh God, and less of us over them, oh God. Oh God, your will be done, God, on earth as it is in heaven, oh Father. Oh God, remind them, God, let the light continue to shine in and through them, oh God. Let the fire burn, oh God, from the inside out, oh God. Oh God, take away those things, oh God, that are not of you, oh God. Oh God, just strengthen them, oh God. We speak strength and peace, oh God, to their minds and their hearts, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for your leaders, God. We thank you for those that you have called, oh God, to walk in your ways, God, to share your word, oh God, to equip us, oh God. So Father, we thank you for Prophet Shakespeare, God. We thank you, Lord, as he pours out into us, oh God, that you will fill him back up, oh God, that he can do it over and over and over again, oh God. Strengthen him, oh God. Lift him up, oh God. Oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus around him, his home, his children, God, his vehicle, God, everything that he touched, oh God. Oh God, let his walk be a walk, oh God, that's close to you, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you right now, God, that you so protect him, oh God, from every attack of the enemy, oh God. Oh God, the enemy is defeated and the blood of Jesus is against him, God. Oh God, we thank you right now, God, for the word that comes forth out of his belly, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that he's in a close relationship with you, God. Oh God, we thank you right now, God, for his life, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you have called and set him up, oh God. Oh God, to be used by you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Oh God, just let your glory rest on him, God. Oh God, give him peace, oh God. Oh God, we just honor him and thank him, Lord, for answering the call, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your servant, God. Oh God, we lift up those in homes, oh God. Oh God, that those that don't have anybody to come and check on them, God. Oh Father, comfort them, Lord. Love them, oh God. Oh God, send your angels, oh God, to visit them in their rooms, oh God. Oh God, visit them and touch their hearts, touch their bodies, oh God. Touch their minds, oh God. Oh Father, in this season, God, we lift up those that are depressed, oh God, those that don't know their way out, oh God. Oh, Father, just let your glory rest on them, God. Oh, God, just call them forth, oh God. Speak to them, oh God. Clear up minds, oh God. All those minds that are troubled, oh God. I speak peace to their minds, oh God. Oh, God, I thank you right now for your grace, oh God, and for your new mercies, oh God. Oh, God, just thank you, God. Just thank you, God. Every day, God, we thank you, God. Oh, Father, I lift up those, oh God, that's in the prison system, oh God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for their lives, oh God. They're still in the land of the living, God. But begin to speak to them, God. Begin to minister to them, God. Oh, God, begin to remind them, God, that you are the creator, oh God. Oh, God, I thank you right now for their lives, oh God, that they shall be saved, oh God. Just let the Holy Spirit just break through the place, oh God. Oh, God, and remind them, God, that you're on the throne, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for life, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that these bodies function as you created them to function, oh God. Oh, God, let us be mindful, God, to take care of our temples, oh God. Oh, God, remind us, oh God, that we need you, oh Lord. We are nothing without you, God. So, Father, we honor you and we praise you on this day, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you for loving us, oh God. Even while we were yet sinners, God, I thank you, God, for your great love, oh God. Oh, Father, I lift up your children, oh God. Oh, while they're about to come out on break, oh God. Oh, God, I just plead the blood of Jesus over them, oh, Lord. Protect them, oh, God, as they're out and about, oh, God, as people are traveling up and down the dangerous highways, God. Oh, God, send your angels to go before them, oh, God. Oh, God, we cancel every freak accident, oh, God. Anything that's not like you, Lord, we cancel it in the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you and we give you the honor and the praise, God, for all that you do. Oh, God, I lift up our intercessors, oh, God. Oh, God, I just speak unity, oh, God, in the body of Christ, oh, God, that we are on the same page, oh God. Oh God, that we're kingdom-minded, oh God. Oh God, that we serve the great I am that I am. Oh God, I thank you today, God. And Father, I give you all the glory and all the honor that's due your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
We bless you today, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We honor you today, God.
Glory
to you. We magnify you, God.
Oh, my God, my God. Oh, God, today.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. We exalt you, God. We magnify you. We give you glory, God. Hallelujah, we honor you today, God. Hallelujah, God, for this is the day that you have made, God. And, God, we choose to be glad and we choose to rejoice in it on this day, God. We thank you for all that you have done for us, God, in spite of the situations, God. We still come to give you glory, God. We still come to lift you up, God, in spite of the hurt, God, in spite of the death, God. We still know that you're God and you're King of Kings and you're Lord of Lords, God. Hallelujah. And we bless you for that, God. We thank you for new life on today, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, Jesus, for another opportunity, God, to enter into your presence on this day, God. Oh, God, to stand and intercede for your children on today, God. God, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah, God. For you are our God and you are the God of our lives, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We come humbling ourselves before you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just come, God, lifting up your children before you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, those that don't even know how to pray for themselves, God. God, we come lifting them up before you today, God. And, oh, God, we asking that you meet their every need today, God, because that's what your word said that you would do for us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that you heal every broken heart on this morning today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we're asking right now, God, that you go into the homes today, God, in
in the name of Jesus, God, and begin today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we ask right now, God, oh, God, that mother, God, that's looking, God, hallelujah, that Father God, in the name of Jesus, that don't know where else to turn, God, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, God, be there for them in the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, as they present their children back to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, hallelujah, God, we know this is the season for miracles. Miracle, God. And, oh, God, we know that they're looking for a miracle, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, I ask that you open their eyes, God, that they may see the miracle of life, God. Oh, God, that they may see that you're right there with them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they may lift their hands up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, begin to mend the broken hearts, God, those who have lost children, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to senseless murders and killings, God, to suicide in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, come in and comfort them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, send somebody to present salvation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you today, God. Oh, God, go into the homes, God, and fix the broken marriages, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, be that cord, God, that binds them together in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, those single parents, God, that don't know where else to go to, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let them fall on their knees today, God, and begin to cry out to you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, be the mother and the father to the orphans today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, touch those children today, God. Let them know, God, that you are their mother, God. You are their father, that you love them, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, go into the foster home, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let them know that you have adopted them into the royal family today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you today, God. And, oh, God, we give you glory, God, and we give you honor, God. And I ask right now, God, that you let our lives be a living example of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that everywhere while feet tread, God, we shall spread the word of you, God. We shall spread the good news, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We shall proclaim the gospel, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that we shall walk upright before men, God, and that they will see your good works, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you, God. And, God, we thank you for the leaders, God. Oh, God, we thank you for their lives, God. Draw them closer to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as they're in the room praying, God, for the sheep, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Open their ears that they hear clearly, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And if they lost the vision, God, oh, God, begin to bring it back to them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Begin to show them their purpose again, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, that they shall preach, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they shall compel them to come, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Begin to renew their purpose in them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, that preacher, God, oh, God, that's beginning thinking about suicide, I bind it in the name of Jesus, God. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, go in right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Send somebody, God, to renew their faith in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just
just bless you, God, and we praise you, God. God, we give you glory, God, for we know this is the season for miracles, God. We know this is the season for signs and wonders, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I bless you, God. I praise you, and I give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes,
Lord. Bless you, God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise. You're worthy, God, of all the praise, of all the adoration, God, in this season. My God, who is like you, Lord. Ah, we give you worship and adoration on this day of worship, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we exalt you, oh, God, higher than the heavens, higher than the heavens, oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Ah, God. Admirable. Thank you, Father. Oh, it's worship day, children. Lift holy hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him worship. Give him adoration. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh,
your name. Yes. Ah, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. Oh, oh, you're more than worthy. I got God in our
God.
It's like you. I know no one like you. Excellent in all your ways. Ah, oh, my kinsman, lover of my soul. Hallelujah. For my life. Bless your name. Hallelujah.
We
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Rabohusha. Power and prayer.
Hallelujah.
Rabohusha. Yes, Lord. Bless I give him praise. But gifts you knew not of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We receive it, God. We receive it, God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Nicole Brown, praise the Lamb of God. I don't know if you hear my voice. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, Nicole. Hallelujah. The Lord called your name a minute ago here. Hallelujah. Bless your name. I just want to tell you this right. Yes. Yes, God. Hallelujah. God said there's four checks that's coming to you that's going to be distributed to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the next 2 days, praise the Lamb of God. Four checks is coming to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Four is the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. God said, welcome are in your house in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Nicole Brown. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, bless your name, Father. Your son serving is here. Hallelujah. Yes, God, I love you, Father. I give you praise.
Thank you.
I give you praise. I give you praise, God. Speak to your children, Father. Hallelujah. I give you praise and glory and majesty. Might and dominion to you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my. Yes, Lord. Thank you. I give you praise. I give you praise. Oh, God, we give you praise and glory and majesty. And might and more power and more power. Hallelujah. Come on, worship with me, people. Worship. I like where we're at right now. Hallelujah. We're in a good space.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
Holy are you, God.
Oh, bless you.
Holy.
Oh, the Lord said he got four doors that he's opening. Four doors are opening in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Four doors of opportunity.
Oh, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
That's your name. Hallelujah. Brand new doors.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
And the Rabasha, they did it all over. Yes. Yes, God. Your Lord. Thank you, Father. And the Rabosha, they did it all over. Oh, God is doing some great things on behalf of his children. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. You are God. Yes. Under the oh, my.
Father.
Jesus. I say you got $5,000 for your chatois. Keep it in your hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Put your hand open and receive from God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what you just said. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
$5,000.
So I'm putting into your hands, Shatwan. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. For your unspeakable joy. Thank you, God. Ah, God. Yes, God. I love him today. I just love me, Jesus. Oh, my goodness gracious. I just wish I had some that would just worship the Lord with me. Hallelujah. The more I seek him, the more I find.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hey, God, release today for your children. Release for your children. Manganese, there's an unexpected blessing coming to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Unexpected blessing. Praise the Lamb of God coming to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I'm talking about fast in a hurry too. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, my gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. God, I see all your children happy. Hallelujah. I see all your children happy. Imagine these. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is doing a great thing for you right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, God. Hey, God, your way maker. Your way maker. Hallelujah. God in heaven, bless your name. All you got to do is worship. When you worship the King, I promise you, he's going to release something out of his treasure. He'll release something out of his storehouse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this hour, this moment. Hallelujah. You're awesome, God. I love him today. Yes, I love him. Yes. I love him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your son, God. Thank you.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Lele, praise the Lamb of God. God said a brand new system of precipitation of blessings is coming your way. Praise the Lamb of God. A brand new system. Hallelujah. Precipitation. Remember the storm of blessing. I put it that way. The storm of blessings that came upon you. God said a brand new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. System of precipitation. Hallelujah. A blessing is coming your way. Praise the Lamb of God. A new storm of blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love him today. I love him today. I love him today. Oh, God in heaven today. Your servant is here, Father. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Who is God? Like God. Oh, God. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Lisa Guyton, our Williams, God says, be not dismayed, whatever betides you. Hallelujah. I will take care of you. Hallelujah. It's all in my will. Hallelujah. That's being done. Hallelujah. Let my joy be your strength. For in this season, daughter, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm removing some to bring some. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you more in this season than you have ever had in your life, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Lisa, God said, I'm going to give you more, hallelujah, in this season than you have ever had in your life, says the Lamb of God, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
We give praise.
We
give you praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God, you're pouring out. You're pouring out today. Hallelujah. Oh, how we love you. How we love your throne. You're awesome in all your ways, Father. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right. You, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, this is broke out in here. Hallelujah. I tell you, people of God, hallelujah. I've just been in that word. Hallelujah. And I'm looking at the word of God and been reading the word of God and everything. Yeah, and I think I'm spilling over from last night. Hallelujah. The Lord was speaking to us last night concerning his power. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God, this show shall do what you want to do. When you want to do it, the way you want to do it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Your will and your way. Hallelujah. Thank you for your children. Oh, somebody's going to get blessed for Christmas. Somebody's going to, oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm coming with gifts. As expected, I'm coming, says the Lord, with unexpected gifts to your house. I'm coming with unexpected gifts. Hallelujah. I'm coming to you, says God. Hallelujah. I'm visiting in this next week. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm looking for him, people of God. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. But I know when he speaks. I'm looking for the miracle. I'm looking for, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Ah, God, I expect to go in the new year with all bills paid. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Oh, God, today. Yes, Lord. It's your time, Father. It's your hour.
Yes, God.
I love him today. Oh, I feel God so strong here. Somebody's really reaching and somebody's getting it. Don't you stop, whoever you are. Stay right in the room with him. Hallelujah. I feel this power. I feel this power surge. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, bless you, God.
502 area code. God is looking your way. 502 area code, God is looking your way. Ah, God. Yes. Hallelujah. God said he has released it to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 502 Erico. Hallelujah. It's released to you, says the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
As sure as I live, hallelujah, I'm visiting you, says God. As sure as I live, hallelujah, I'm visiting you with blessings, praise the Lamb of God. Expected blessings. Hallelujah, with doors that's going to open afresh unto you, says the Lamb of God, and rivers of blessings will flow, says the Lamb of God. For I am the God who will forsake you, neither will I leave you, God. I am the God who never forsake you, neither will I leave you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. As it is and is to come. Hallelujah. Coming King. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Woo.
Hallelujah, God.
Nothing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. God is about to bless your son. Your son, the one who got married, God is about to bless him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Tell him to stay in proximity with his wife, touching and agreeing. God is about to bless him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bertha Pruitt. Hallelujah. God is about to bless your son. The one that got married, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Glory to Jesus. Blessings are flowing. Blessings are flowing. Blessings are flowing. Blessings are flowing. Hallelujah. Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. I love you today, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, Father. I see Prophet Daryl. I see somebody putting a gold chain around his neck. Thank you. Hallelujah. And of God. Bless God. Blessing God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Opening doors now. Thank you, Lord. You're awesome in all your ways. Hallelujah. Bless you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Who can know the God, sir? Hallelujah. Who can understand the richness of his glory? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
For his children. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. Ah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lamb. Praise the Lamb. Our God, yes. Our God is God. Hallelujah. What a powerful God we serve. What power he desires to give to his children. What power he desires to share with us. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Got me snotting up here. Y'all see this? Don't see what y'all do to the prophet.
Hallelujah.
When God is pouring out blessings on his children, I just love it. My heart just floods with joy. Hallelujah. God bless his children. Oh, bless him today.
Hallelujah.
Hey, wonderful
Savior.
Wonderful Savior.
We exalt you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's so glorious.
Ooh.
So glorious. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Oh,
God, he's turning things around for his children.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Turn things
around. Thank you, Chief.
The dark Sabbath is over, the dark night. Hallelujah, it's over for us. He's bringing us into the light of his glorious blessing. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessings upon blessings. Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name. Under the Bashat. Oh, God, love of our soul. Love of our soul. We love you today. Ashanda Rosh. Jesus. Oh, my God. We love you.
Yes, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Who is like God? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Cammie, Allen, Sonia, I don't know if you're going to listen to this later. I don't know if you're listening now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Something about one of your daughters. Hallelujah. And somebody that she's seen. Praise the Lamb of God. But the Spirit keeps saying, tell her not to go back with him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't know who this guy is. But saying to her to go back with him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Tell her not to go back with him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
The Lord cares so much about us. He cares about our children. Look at him. Look. He just cares so much. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. The Lord is here. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Ah, God. Yes, God. Cammie, I also see another river. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Into your ocean. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is expanding you for greater. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see another river flowing to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As God is setting you up. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. To come into this Fortune 500 multimillionaire. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Operation.
Hallelujah.
Able to employ. Hallelujah. Yes, God. And do, praise the Lamb of God, business across the waters. Praise the Lamb of God. Exchange. Yes, God, export. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're going to do business across the waters, saith the Lord. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. I love Jesus today. I just love him. Hey, praise of God. Bless your name. You are God and God alone. Hallelujah. Somebody's getting a new car for Christmas. Somebody's getting a new Christmas.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Driving it off. Lamb of God, I see you driving it. Coming off the lot. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's not a car. It's a Jeep. Hallelujah. It's a Jeep truck-like. Praise the Lamb of God coming off. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Father. Bless your name. We give you glory. We give you glory anyhow. Hallelujah. Who is like you? Praise God. You're so awesome. Thank you, Father.
No time like the Lord.
I do like you, Father. I give you praise. Praise. I give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you praise. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. Praise of God to be witnesses unto me. And we looked at this on last night, and boy, it jumped off so fresh to us. Hallelujah. To just, first of all, to notice that everyone is not going to participate in that power. Hallelujah. Because everyone is not a witness. Praise the Lamb of God. And more so, everyone is not a disciple of the Lamb of God. We looked at the very branches of discipleship, and we found out that there are some people who are just members of the church, but they're not disciples. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Not disciples of Christ, but members of the church. They come to the church, praise the Lamb of God, and they crown and they enjoy all of the prerogatives and all of that that goes on, but they never get in deep enough, praise the Lamb of God, to enter into any level of ministry and ministry work, praise the Lamb of God. They're just members. Hallelujah. They will not participate in that power. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then there's the next level, praise the Lamb of God, of saints, who comes, praise the Lamb of God, and they get in, but they enjoy the electrifying services. They enjoy, praise the Lamb of God, class, Sunday school, all of that, this, but it's all for them. It's all for them, praise the Lamb of God. They come every week, praise the Lamb, to fill their cup and refuel themselves, praise the Lamb, but they never go empty out. They never go and witness to other people. They don't visit the sick. They don't do none of that. Praise the Lamb of God. They're just happy with the knowledge, and they have a growing Bible knowledge, and they take that, and what they do is they sit around and talk about the Bible with people, praise the Lamb of God, who they want to debate about their knowledge and what they know. Praise the Lamb. But in the inner core is the disciple who is sold out to daily walking with Christ. These are the empowered peoples, praise the Lamb of God, the daily worshiper, the daily walker, the daily person who yields themselves to Christ, who don't mind dying daily. Those are the ones, praise the Lamb of God, that the power is going to come upon, praise the Lamb of God. Those are the ones that will receive the power, praise the Lamb of God. And we must understand this display of power had been seen before. The disciples, praise the Lamb of God, had already went out and cast out demons and this, all of that. But that was delegated authority. That was delegated power that Jesus had gave them and sent them out two by two, praise the Lamb of God. And they went out witnessing, and they went out, praise the Lamb of God, to the lost sheep of Israel, and they cast out demons, and they did that, blah. But even on, in that, they ran up on some things that they couldn't deal with because, praise the Lamb of God, they were only dealing with delegated authority, praise the Lamb of God, and not experiential authority and power, praise the Lamb of God, neither earned power or neither power that was theirs. But in this text, when Jesus says, you shall receive power, praise the Lamb, he's not talking about delegated authority. He's talking about the empowerment of himself. He's talking about the download of himself, praise the Lamb of God, within us that causes us to have to move out, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's Jesus moves in, you have to move out. And a lot of people don't want to make the move, praise the Lamb of God. The scripture calls it dying to self, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And letting Christ live through you. And the average person don't want to die at all. We don't want nothing to die. We want more of everything. We don't want nothing to die off. But some things has to die, praise the Lamb of God, and in order for Christ to live. This Christmas, praise the Lamb of God, Christmas simply means Christ Mass. Christ, Christos, the power of God, the anointed one, was wrapped, hallelujah, in human flesh, that he was not noticed by the human eye, that he was God. A theophany in his best. Praise the Lamb of God. Christ Jesus, wrapped in human flesh, that he would not be noticed by human flesh, to be God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants to do that again in you. He wants to do that again in me. He wants to enter us by his Spirit and live in us and live through us. Mask. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we really come to grips with it, we will come to the place of recognizing, hallelujah, that if I allow him to really come in and I die for this cause and let him live, Christ will live freely through me. And people will never know it's him doing it. It's him doing what he does. Hallelujah. The surrendered life. Praise the Lamb of God. Those are the empowerment one. I want you to see it was like a schizophrenic personality on Peter when going into the upper room. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For Pentecost, Jesus just having a fish dinner with them, asking them, do you love him? But when the Holy Ghost comes upon him, boldness comes, and he preaches in 3,000 joined church. The first message. 3,000 joined church. Wow. That's awesome by itself. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, yes, it is.
Awesome by itself. That his was a man, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that Jesus had to get by himself to see, do you really love me? Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Hallelujah. He had to talk to him these times to get his eyes to open. And then at Pentecost, Peter became the sole spokesman. These men are not drunk, he says. Hallelujah. But this is what's spoken of by Joel. And he went on and preached Jesus, and all these souls was added to the church. The empowerment, praise the Lamb of God, that Christ desires for us to have is the same. Hallelujah. And it comes with authority, if you would, and a powerful giftings that operate in us so that, praise the Lamb of God, can be sure through the demonstration. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God wants us to be able to demonstrate his power at those opportunities and times. But we have to get the first thing right. And many of us have the cart before the horse. Praise the Lamb of God. We know all about the gifts. We know about everything, and we ain't been filled yet. We haven't been empowered yet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We have not been empowered to that extent. And now listen to me good, because I believe this in my heart, soul, mind, and body. I believe there's levels of empowerment, levels of being filled. And I'm talking about in intensity. Praise the Lamb of God. In the depth of what God wants to give us. I believe everybody can get filled with the Holy Spirit, but not at the same depth as another person because of the surrender of this person. What this person is surrendering, praise the Lamb of God. The life it surrenders demands a greater, praise the Lamb of God, because of the level of surrender. The level of giving up demands a greater outpouring in that life. Hallelujah. And when we come to the point of understanding, as Paul did, that we die daily, hallelujah, and are willing to surrender so that Christ might live, we're going to see a greater move of God in our lives. Hallelujah. We're going to see God using us more. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to see our witness increase. We're going to see our anointing increasing. Praise the Lamb of God. Until there's going to be a breakout. And this is what we need, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In our society right now. Because when you're empowered, you know, when you're empowered with God's love and God's anointing and God's ability, that perfect love then cast out all fear. You ain't scared of nobody no more. Hallelujah. You walk around there, bold as a lion, witnessing, carrying the word of God from here to there, because you recognize who's with you, you recognize what's with you, and you recognize who's with you. Praise the Lamb of God. And you don't have a problem. But a lot of saints are still closet Christians speaking in tongues. They're still, they're still incognitos. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And fearful because they have not surrendered totally yet. When you surrender, praise the Lamb of God, there's no fear of nobody knowing who you are. You can care less. Praise the Lamb of God. Because you know if they find out, it ain't going to be nothing but a display of power.
Come on,
now
man.
God's got to show up and show out. Hallelujah. God has to show up and show out. Praise the Lamb of God. And allow the power to flow in and through you. Praise the Lamb of God in public places. Because this is the will of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. This is the will of God for your life in Christ. It's to surrender your life, praise the Lamb of God, so that Christ can live in and through you. These disciples took Jesus very serious. Hallelujah. They took him serious. They tarried. They waited on the promise, and he didn't give them no date and time.
Yeah.
But we know they waited 50 days at least and would have been still waiting because they took Jesus serious.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But brooding over the coming of the Comforter and over their own life experience must have been a trip up in that upper room. There's been some real examination going on there. Of what they did, hadn't did, the thoughts that they had, the doubts about the resurrection and the whole crucifixion scene and everything Jesus had said and done, they're rehearsing and going over and over and over. But remember he had told us this. But remember when he did this, he said this. And everything looking fresh. Everything is insightful and revelatory. And at the same time, they're hearing him say, unless a grain of a mustard seed go in the ground and die. Hallelujah. Oh, my gosh. That fresh revelation is coming on every word. Praise the Lamb of God. When he says to them, to live is to die. Hallelujah. Give and you will receive. Turn the other cheek. All of these teachings have more impact now than they ever had on them. And they're receiving the power.
Yes, God.
Because they have received what came before it, and that is the preparation, praise the Lamb of God, for the power. And I just believe in this season we are so lackadaisical about the word of God until it don't have the impact that it should on our lives. Just the word of God itself. How it should impact us. And how it should bring us to a point. Sometimes just reading the word to tears. As revelation leaps off the page, as new insight is gained, new inspiration, hallelujah, comes forth in our lives. so that we can come to the place of being really empowered until our very words, our voice, our presence makes a difference wherever we are. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I think I'm saying something here. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When you read a passage of scripture and it say, and Peter was there, or Paul was there, or Philip was there, if somebody was there, something happened.
Huh.
It just didn't say, and Peter was there. Even from the first day of Jesus' first miracle, it says, there was a wedding feast in Cana of Galilee. Jesus' mother was called to the feast, and Jesus and his disciples. And it made you read the story. Say, something happened. Jesus at the wedding, something happened. Everywhere you saw him, something happened. Praise the Lamb of God. It should be the same way wherever we are. Something is about to happen. Why? Because Jesus is there. Hallelujah. Christ in us. The Christos anointing that's in us. Hallelujah. Should be of such that we who possess it have an expectation or a demand of the anointing that's on us that something is supposed to happen. Hallelujah. Something is supposed to happen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When I come on this radio show, I believe something is supposed to happen. I don't just come on. Something is supposed to happen because of the Christos in me, because of the Christos that is upon my life. Hallelujah. Because of my level of surrender, something is supposed to happen. Praise the Lamb of God. That is unusual. Yeah, something I can't do in my flesh. It's supposed to happen. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my goodness gracious. You shall receive power to be witnesses unto me. And he went across the board in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, most parts of the earth. That's everywhere, all kinds of people. It's cross-culture, cross-denomination, cross-everything. Why is our witness so limited to a certain ethnic, to a certain group, to a certain nationality? Why is our witness so limited? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you why. Because our eyes have not been saved yet. When your eyes get saved, praise the Lamb of God, you will see all men the same. You will see souls and not people.
Yeah.
I said something. I need to. I got nobody help me here.
Hallelujah.
I did just say something to my granddaughter. Yeah, I did. I said something. Let me see. Did I say something? I need an amen right here.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, nothing, I said. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, when your eyes say, praise the Lamb of God, you will see souls and not colors, not where they from. You're not going to see all of that anymore. When your eyes are overhauled, you see souls. Praise the Lamb of God. You see spirits. Hello, light bulbs.
Come on, prophet.
Praise the Lamb of God. You see spirits, you see souls, you see people, praise the Lamb of God, that is in need of Christ or either have Christ in them already. You see it. Hallelujah. And anytime people join in the band of the church within Scripture, it says, and 3,000 souls were added to the church. Now watch this now. When the power is first released at Pentecost, it talked about how many different nationalities was there. Read Acts, the second chapter. It talks about all these different nationalities that was there. People came from everywhere for the Feast of Booths, it's called. Praise the Lamb of God for the Feast of Booths. They came and they to Jerusalem and this, that, another from all over. And while they're there in their little compartments, in their little booths, praise the Lamb of God, remembering their small spaces and how much God had done for them. Right there is when Pentecost takes place. As we know it, right there is when the witnessing came forth. And it named a lot of these different nationalities. But when the Holy Ghost hit, when the word came forth, when the sinners came forth to be baptized, it says 3,000 souls. Now they're no longer nationalities.
Yes.
Y'all didn't, y'all missed it.
I'm on the teach prophet.
Yeah, you're no longer a nationality. You become a soul.
Yes.
You become a spirit. Praise the Lamb of God in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we don't see what they see.
Yes.
You don't see what they see anymore. You see, praise the Lamb of God, the preciousness of a soul that has been freed from hell, from the grip of the devil, that has been transformed into the newness of life. And that soul has no color. It has nothing. It is raw in the eyes of God. And that's what God cares about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Even when God deals with sin and death, he deals with it. The soul that sins shall die. He never say the person. The soul. Praise the Lamb of God. When our lenses are cleansed, when our eyes are saved, we will look at people differently. Praise the Lamb of God. And we'll be able to witness to all manner of people in all places, all times. Praise the Lamb of God. I know this unpopular teaching right here. Praise the Lamb of God. But it's all right. You're going to get some more of it. I told you I got a bag of for you all for the new year. Praise the Lamb of God. I wanted to drop this in your belly. Hallelujah. As we go. Now, I'm going to give you some stuff, and then we're going to talk about some more end time, end of the year stuff here. But I just want to rehash what I said in the beginning of the show, because many of you wasn't on then, praise the Lamb of God, on our Facebook page, the last week of the year, praise the Lamb of God. That starts like the 30th. I'm sure that's the 30th, praise the Lamb of God, Monday night. We're going to have, praise the Lamb of God, a prophetic explosion, a revival right there on our Facebook page. So don't be running to my church or nothing now, people, getting this confused. Hallelujah. I don't want you to get that confused. It's going to be right there on our Facebook page. All you have to do is stay home, turn on your internet, and come on the page. Hallelujah. And we're going to have a different prophet, a prophetess, every night, praise the Lamb of God, Monday night at 10 o'clock, the 30th, it's going to be prophesied. Tuesday night, prophesied. Wednesday night, prophesied. Thursday night, Friday night, prophesied the entire week by a different prophet or prophetess, praise the Lamb of God, on Friday night, of course, that's going to be the explosive night. Hallelujah. And we're seeking the word of the Lord in the way that these men and women is going to bring forth and minister to us. Hallelujah. Starting at the 10 o'clock hour Eastern Standard Time. Praise the Lamb of God. From 10 to 11 is what I asked them to do, so that, praise the Lamb of God, those of us who have to turn in can turn in earlier than normal. You know me, I stay up to 11, 12 o'clock at night. Praise the Lamb of God, prophesying what happened But up 10 o'clock, praise the Lamb of God, will be 10 o'clock p.m. So I'm asking our intercessors, hallelujah, to start getting the ground ready for us. Yes, Lord, start praying in this direction that the power of God would release to his prophets and prophetess, that God is going to do in the earth, that God is going to do in the church, that God is going to do in our lives. Hallelujah. Coming into the new year, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That God will reveal to his servants, the prophets and prophetess. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we can receive individual and corporate prophecies right there. It's going to be a flyer posted real soon. Praise the Lamb of God. We already worked out the majority of it already. It's ready almost now. We could post it today, but we're not going to post it today. Somebody need to add to it. Praise the Lamb of God. But it's already been fashioned. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to receive, praise the Lamb of God, the best of the best. I want you to receive sincere words, praise the Lamb of God, that come from men and women of God who are serious about the call that is upon their life. Praise the Lamb of God, that it can be a blessing to you, that it'll be a blessing to your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We definitely want to do that. There, of course, physically, New Year's Eve night, we will be at the church. Praise the Lamb, Tuesday night. And all are welcome to come and be with us. Praise the Lamb of God on New Year's Eve. There at the Truth Church. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, we'll be going forth next week. Oh, my goodness gracious. Week after next, that is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We want to do that for our New Year's Eve service, watch night, whatever you want to call it. Hallelujah. We're going to be there. That's on Facebook already posted. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my goodness. I'm just so excited about God today and what he's doing and how he's doing it, because he doesn't have to do it, people of God. He don't have to show us favor the way he has. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know I'm probably going to be making history with a revival on Facebook of any type. Praise the Lamb of God. But it's just, you know, the way God moves on my heart and tells me to do things and reveals to me the way to do things. Praise God. And he's just an awesome God in the way he does that. I want to also, praise the Lamb. Of course, there's a lot of little copycat thieves that run around, praise the Lamb of God, doing what they want. I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at him. I ain't mad at him at all.
It ain't going to work out for him, like for you.
Yeah, but I'm not mad at him. Praise the Lamb of God. Let them do what they want to do. They start their own pages and things and all of that. Praise God. Let them do what they want to do. It's all right. I'm like Jesus. They're not against us. They're for us. Praise the Lamb of God. I am coming into a place, hallelujah, of understanding what really needs to be done in order to bring us out of the bondage, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of that type of mentality. And it is just give it freely and let them run with it and do what they want to with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't put a harness on nothing. And that's the way I'm operating in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this now. There's one other thing I want to tell you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. That slipped my mind. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. No, I want to talk about right here on the show that, of course, praise the Lamb of God, once we get into the new year, praise God, I told y'all we will start studying the prophets and their personalities and things of this nature. You want to be here for that, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to start studying a lot of that stuff so that we can move in the vein, praise the Lamb of God, deeper into the prophetic. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I tell you, there's nothing like studying the prophets and the prophetess it will ignite something in you. Praise the Lamb of God. It will charge battery, so to speak, praise the Lamb of God, and get you into the place where you need to be when it comes down to all of that. Praise God. Okay, we got about 30 minutes. I want to talk to you all about this right quick because it's so vital, important to us, hallelujah, in the Word of God, that God so designed strategically a system within His Word for His people, praise the Lamb of God, so that His people can be blessed. And we're coming down to the end of the year, and somebody mentioned this to me, praise the Lamb of God, and somebody else overheard and said, "Oh, time's so bad, I don't know if people should really do that, blah, 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 blah." And my reply to them was, there is no excuse for what God has asked us to do. Whatever God asks you to do, praise the Lamb of God. If it's His vision, then that is provision to do it. We are coming down end of the year, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, now listen, y'all hear me prophesying even today about your blessings and things of this nature. Listen to me very good. Praise the Lamb of God. If this area of your life does not belong to God, you need to surrender it to Him now. And that is the area of your living and your giving. Praise the Lamb of God. If you are not at least, I say at least because some of us give more than the tenth, but if you are not at least a tither, hallelujah, a consistent tither, then brothers and sisters, you have some issues with God that you might not be aware of. And you not listening to my voice is not going to change it, because it's in His Word. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
If you are one, praise the Lamb of God, you're not tithing, you're not giving, praise the Lamb of God, according to the program of God, hallelujah, in the system of God, you need to repent and come into a place, praise the Lamb of God, that you can have your fresh waters flowing. Let's clean your pipeline out today for disobedience, for being disrespectful of the Word of God, hallelujah, from biting the hand that feeds you, because this is what God has asked you for. Praise the Lamb of God. God has asked you for the tithe. Not man. God asked you for it. It's holy unto the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. It's holy unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's for the Levites' provision. Praise the Lamb. That's the Word of God. It's right there, praise God, in the 18th chapter of Leviticus. If you read it and you read it carefully, you will see what the tithe is for. Praise the Lamb of God. It's the heave offering. It's the offering of the tenth. Praise the Lamb of God. It's to be given to the Levites, the priests, so that they can live. So that they can live, because they have no inheritance. They were not given land or anything of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. Because of their ministry responsibilities. And you must understand that and know that. Praise the Lamb of God. Because we have such a great misconception about tithes and offering until it's crazy. Praise the Lamb of God. We have been really duped by the enemy in this area. We have been duped by the enemy in this area, praise the Lamb of God, when as it relates to our giving, praise the Lamb of God, and what the gifts are for. And when you have wrong intent, wrong appropriations, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, then things are not going to return right. It has to be done right, given right, for the right purpose, in order for the right blessing to be pronounced upon it, for the right return, hallelujah, can come to you so you can have what God has in store for you. So So we need to understand that, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, that the tenth is holy unto the Lord, is holy, is sanctified, is set aside to God. It belongs to him. He has, praise the Lamb of God, demanded this. Therefore, we as disciples and we as saints, we must come into alignment with God's word and say, God has asked for this, I have to do it. There is no compromise with this. Praise the Lamb of God. And when you read the Deuteronomic law, it gives you, praise the Lamb of God, I think we read it last year on the show, the 26th chapter of Deuteronomy. It tells you in there, you don't even supposed to spend it on the dead. You ain't supposed to spend your tithes for no reason at all. Bring it to the storehouse. Hallelujah. It's supposed to be given to the priest. Praise the Lamb of God. That is the order on the tithe. Hallelujah. Now you said, why are you doing all this prophet? Because I want you to get ready for your first fruits. Hallelujah. Your first fruits is very vital to the continuous blessing that's going to be on you in the new year. Praise the Lamb of God. Your continuous blessing that's going to be upon you in the new year. Hallelujah. It's through the first fruit. Praise the Lamb. And God demanded first fruits of everything that his people brought in. He demanded first fruits from it. Praise the Lamb of God. It's right there in your Bible. Check out Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, and you will see, praise the Lamb of God, the offering of feast, or the feast of tabernacles, and the feast of this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb of God, and the feast of first fruits, that you're supposed to bring your first fruits, praise the Lamb of God. And those of us who have done this and have lived this way, recognize, praise the Lamb of God, that God has never failed to increase us that has paid the first fruit. Never, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, has he failed to bless us. The first fruit, praise the Lamb of God, is a whole of a thing. It's the whole of a thing. It ain't broke down. And some people try to break it down in tenths and in the ones. And no, it's the whole of a thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you give the whole one time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And this was done in the first month on the 15th day. Praise the Lamb of God. In Israel, it was done on the first month, the 15th day, praise the Lamb of God, that they would bring their first fruits. Hallelujah. And these first fruits were given, praise the Lamb of God, and when they were given, praise the Lamb of God, the priest would take the first fruits and he would wave them over the person. He would wave them before the Lord. Hallelujah. And pronounce the blessing. And pronounce the blessing of first fruits over the people. And they would receive the blessing of increase. The blessing of increase. The blessing of increase. Praise the Lamb of God. And that blessing of increase would be upon them the whole year. Praise the Lamb of God. And as the blessing of increase is upon you the whole year, every time you increase, you're supposed to bring that portion of increase. Not the same amount you brought the first time, but the portion of increase. One time. That the increase might rest upon you. Hallelujah. That the increase might rest upon you, the blessing of increase, the spirit of increase, that you might increase even the more. Praise the Lamb of God. It seemingly as though the way the Word of God lays it out, it's the sky is the limit, but it's up to you. How much increase you will receive is out of your obedience. Praise the Lamb of God to the Lord. And a lot of people can't get it down pat. I've noticed a lot of people will pay their they will pay their first fruits, but then as the year transpires and they get raises and increases, they don't come with the increase.
Hallelujah.
You understand what I'm saying? I think I said that plain. Praise the Lamb of God. They pay their first fruits at the first of the year. Hallelujah. Which sets them up for the blessing of increase. They even get a return on that. But then when they're increased in the year, they get a raise or something of that nature. They do not bring the increase. They just pay tithes out of it. But they don't bring the increase.
The increase.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now you see that you got two different things working here. You got tithe. The tithe is a sustainer. That's what sustains you. Your offerings put you in the overflow. Always know that. Hallelujah. Tithing is responsibility that we're made accountable for. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That God asked us for, asked us to do. Out of his word, praise the Lamb of God, that we cannot deny. We can't deny it. It's right there looking us in the face. God's system of support. If we're going to be the blessed, if we're going to reverse the curse, the reversing has to start with our tithes and offering, and then our first fruit. Praise the Lamb of God. It must begin there. And we must be willing to give according to the way God has prospered us and the way that God has blessed us to give. A lot of people don't want to do this.
Wow!
Because they always have the wow syndrome. To be able to say, wow, whoa, woo, but they don't want to do.
Right.
But they want the blessing.
Absolutely.
They want the blessing. They want everyone you can give them. But they do not want to submit to what God has asked them.
Come on now, prophet.
They don't want to submit to what God has asked them to do in order to maintain and receive what God really, really has for them. And God has so much. Praise the Lamb of God. God has so much for us. But do we really want to hang in there and receive what God has for us through our obedience? That's of vital importance. Or are we going to walk in rebellion? If we walk in rebellion, then that's retaliation on God's part. Then we are in trouble. Hallelujah. I wanted to bring this to you today because I know as we're gearing up for the end of the year, resolutions are being made, what I'm going to do, what I'm not going to do. I'm going to be blessed this year. I'm going to have what I said. I'm going to do blah, blah, blah. But you cannot set yourself up to be blessed. God pronounces the blessing over you. God does that. Hallelujah. He does that through your action of obedience, through your action of sacrifice, through your action of faith. Praise the Lamb. When you start doing what God will have you to do, God is going to do more than you ever dreamed he could do. And when I hear the way he's speaking, even today, upon many of us, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's as if the blessings that he has pronounced are on the way to us. They're on the way to us. Are we ready to receive them? Are we ready to maintain them? To hold on to them? God blesses a lot of us a lot of times and we can't maintain the blessing. And this is one of the reasons why. It's because we're not right in our giving. He has to put a hole in your pocket. And that's a bad thing when God sticks a hole in your pocket. Because everything starts running out. Hallelujah. Everything starts running out. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. This has been a very, very fruitful and wonderful teaching segment. Praise the Lamb. Hey, you know what? Shatwan, Sylvia, we are so blessed because we don't have to bring all that Israel did. They had to bring meal offerings, grain offerings. Everything that came into their hands. We were back in the days of just farming and everything came in your hand, you had to bring a tenth to the temple.
And all we have to do is bring a 10 cents for every dollar we make.
That's right. That's all we have to do. It's made so much easier for us. And then Jesus is our blood sacrifice that put us in right standing with God.
Yes.
But you can be in right standing and out of order.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm in right standing with God. Yeah, I'm God's child, but I'm out of order because I'm disobedient.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you don't want to do that. Hallelujah. Yeah. Don't be in the house of God, praise the Lamb of God, out of order in your Father's house. You don't want to do that. No, you don't. Hallelujah.
No, you don't.
You don't want to do that. You want to be in divine order. You want to follow God's regulations. Praise the Lamb of God. You want to learn them quick, and you want them under your belt so it'll be an everyday thing, when it comes down to the way you live, the way you give, and the way you receive. Hallelujah. That is the blessing right there. Praise the Lamb of God. To walk in that level, praise the Lamb of God, of blessedness. Praise God, that level of blessedness. That I got things right with God, I got things right in the system, I'm doing things right, so the right things must happen to me. And you can sit and bet your bottom dollar on it. If you do what God said do, praise the Lamb of God, God's going to do what he said he's going to do. He hasn't failed yet. We wouldn't have a show if God failed. Hallelujah. There wouldn't be a church if God failed.
Yeah.
Over 2,000 years have passed since Jesus gone. If Jesus' word was a lie, there would be no church. It had been exposed after all this time. It lives because it's alive, because he lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if God is alive and living, and if God knows your name, and if God speaks to you, and if God are prophesying to you and all of this is going on, then you better know that he's watching you and he knows exactly how you do everything else. He knows. The eyes of the Lord is in every place. He beholds the good and the evil. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. I'm excited. Bishop Murphy is supposed to be back on Thursday if his schedule permits it to be so, as he spoke to us on last Thursday, said he wanted to come and do a lesson this Thursday. Praise the Lamb of God here
Amen.
On the show. Oh, yeah, we got some others lined up. I believe my people, God, cross your fingers and toes. I believe my new book is in the office here on the complex where I live. They just called me yesterday and told me I have something in the office. I'm hoping it is our proof books so we can get them read, proofed, and printed. Praise the Lord. This has been a long journey, and we
Amen.
Definitely want to get the book out right away into your hands. Praise the Lamb of God on Amazon. Thus, you know, and be able to empower you. Praise the Lamb of God through what the Lord gave us concerning following your needs and repairing your altar. I really want to get that book in your hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, Emmanuel's now. Emmanuel and our other book can be purchased through Amazon. And we thank God for that. Everything's barcoded up and all that kind of thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, somebody. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
We go on professional like that. Also, those of you on our teams, you will be hearing from us. I just wanted to wait until we got across the holiday season and come in with fresh vision. We're going to have some meetings, praise the Lamb of God, conference calls, and do some discussing of some things that we need to tweak, some things that need to be set in order, praise the Lamb of God, as we launch into this new year. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, the Lord is faithful. The Lord is kind. The Lord is good. I tell you, praise God. Hallelujah. Shaswan, tell me something good now. I've been doing all the talking today. It's time for you all to do some talking. What's going on in Chicago?
Oh, we're coming up out this deep freeze, Prophet. We're coming up out the deep freeze.
But oh, yeah, well.
Very nice today.
It's been that cold. We've been in the deep freeze around here, too. Trust me on it. Praise the Lamb of God. It has been cold and snowy.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
Yeah, we still got snow around here right now. I'm looking at it. Praise the Lord. We don't have to dream of a white Christmas. It is our reality.
Nope. We definitely don't have to dream of that either.
It is our reality around here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's been our reality. My goodness gracious. Praise God.
Yes.
Saints, let's not forget to uphold Pastor, Prophet Darrell Saunders in prayer. Praise God as he has made his journey to Montreal, and he is there, praise the Lamb of God, ministering and doing what the Lord would have him to do. Let's pray that the Lord will, hallelujah, safe and return him back to the state safe off and sound. Praise God over there. Also, praise God, let us continue to pray over the spirit of depression, people of God. That's a powerful spirit. And you don't want it to get a hold to you in this season. So we're praying over that power. Praise the Lamb of God. We rebuke it and bind in it wherever it desires to raise up its nasty head. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we must continue to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Lifting one another up. We got prayer Friday night. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Matter of fact, come on, Shatwan, you all give us our prayer focus for Friday. We got to get some more emphasis on this building up that Friday night prayer call.
Sylvia, I believe, I can't pull it up on my phone right now, but Sylvia, I believe Sylvia has the prayer focus.
Yes, Prophet. We have leadership, bondage and strongholds, knowledge and wisdom and understanding and birthing of our spiritual gifts.
Okay. Those are our prayer focuses for this week and this Friday night. Those will be our prayer focus, and we want you to be on our prayer call with us. People of God, you are welcome, welcome, welcome to be on the prayer call. We do prayer requests. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Interceding for you, you, and you. Have some of the powerful is men and women. Praise the Lamb of God. Intercessors you ever want to connect to on the calls. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll tell you one thing. That Daryl Simons prayed Friday night. Hallelujah.
Yes,
to heaven news, I tell you. That young man did some praying on Friday night.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, our time is just about out. We only got about 3 more minutes here. Praise the Lamb of God.
Prophet.
Yes.
Before we go, I just want to say that I have a friend. You met her, Prophetess Tanya Salyers, and I just ask that we keep her lifted up. She's been under attack for almost a whole year now, one thing after the other, attacking her body, and now it's to the point where she really cannot walk. It's days that she can't get out of bed, and I don't know what's going on. It's always something. So I'm just asking you all to please keep her lifted up.
What's her name again?
Tanya Salyers. You met her when you came 1 year. Her and her son came in from Indiana, which is Sandra's best friend.
Okay, I know that name sounds familiar to me. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. All right, well, we want to uphold them in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Don't forget to shut in. Don't forget to check on your loved ones. If you have convalescent loved ones and what have you, especially in the wintertime, make the effort to go see them. Praise the Lamb of God. Make the effort to talk to them, call them, reach out, praise the Lamb of God, and let them know you're thinking about them and that you love them. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. It's been real. I'll talk to you guys on tomorrow. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, I'm excited about your future and all that God has spoken and done. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you, Shatwan. Thank all of you for being here. I'm excited about your future, knowing what God is.
Perfect will that my